Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Yes, it is a big day today. It is a powerful Wednesday. We got a lot going on. We got to talk about President Trump's big press conference yesterday. We're going to make Greenland great again. And we are also going to have a conversation about Donald Trump facing what is a weaponized justice system as they are still trying to make him a convicted felon before he becomes president of the United States of America. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. But let's turn our attention, shall we, to an announcement that was made yesterday by Mark Zuckerberg, which is that Meta, the parent company of Facebook, they are going to make changes to restore free speech online. Here to talk about it with me is Dan Schneider. Dan is the vice president of the Media Research Center and leader of the Free Speech Alliance. Dan, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me here in Philadelphia. How you doing?
Hey, Rich, it's great talking to you in Philly, the home of the Blue Horizon. If you love boxing, the Blue Horizon was the mecca of boxing for so long.
Look at that. I mean, you bring something that everybody talks about, the Eagles and the Phillies. You're talking about boxing. I like it.
If you've ever been to the Blue Horizon, it was amazing. I don't think they hold fights there anymore. But the biggest fight that we just won was just when Mark Zuckerberg threw up the white towel and said, "I surrender." And truly, Facebook has done an about face. This is not just a sideshow. It's real. They've made instant changes. All those fact checkers all over the world that were getting millions and millions of dollars from Facebook, they woke up Tuesday morning to discover that they were out of jobs. It was an immediate termination. It was delicious.
It was delicious. And just to give a little history of this, little context, Dan, what was Meta and Facebook doing in the past that led to this complete 180 here?
Well, look, Facebook started to really interfere in our elections in about 2015. And we've documented all the many treasonous and torturous things that they were doing against Republicans, against conservatives, silencing. Marsha Blackburn couldn't run pro-life ads in her campaign, and it goes on and on. And they were colluding with foreign governments to try to figure out how to silence conservatives. So the sins of Facebook run deep. They really do. Yet at the same time, it's going to sound like I'm contradicting myself here. At the same time, when I would meet with the executives of various big tech platforms, it was the Facebook people, at least the ones I met with, who seemed to be most interested in trying to figure out how they could become fair. So it used to be that the number two person at Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, and then the number three person, Nick Clegg, that they really called the shots there. And they are radicals. Sheryl Sandberg is a radical woke monster. And Nick Clegg, he was the Labour Party chief in the UK. You know, he ran the Labour Party in the British Parliament. And these are the two people calling the shots at Facebook, at Meta. And they're now both gone, and they've been replaced by two Republicans, two well-known Republicans. Both these guys have a history of fighting for good causes. So there's real hope here that Facebook has really switched sides in this battle for the First Amendment.
I mean, that would be fantastic if that has actually occurred. I mean, that really would be a huge, huge issue. And I think, too, when you go back to COVID and you think about the weaponization and the government working with Facebook to take down people's posts, you think about what they did during the Hunter Biden laptop, the so-called fact checkers and this idea that they were going to be the arbiters of truth. And they've extended this to a variety of different things. And we knew what this was. I mean, this was censorship at its finest. And the government was pushing them. But it seemed at the time that they were more than happy to go along with the government. There was a little pushback on their end. So I guess the question I have for you, Dan, is as a person who has studied this and looked into this and has been fighting for freedom of speech, and I should mention Media Research is one of my favorite organizations out there. I think you guys do incredible work. I go to Newsbusters all the time for clips and audio for the show. You do a great job holding these people accountable. Do you think that it's just that they've realized now that they can make more money under Donald Trump, or do you really think that they have seen the light about freedom of speech?
Okay, so let me just again say, Sheryl Sandberg was a wacko. She was hard, hard left. Mark Zuckerberg, he comes out of that sort of 1980s, 1990s kind of Democrat party. You may recall Bill Clinton giving the speech, "The era of big government is over," you know, and the phrase they all used back then was, "I'm a fiscal conservative, social liberal." You know, and Mark Zuckerberg really comes more out of that school, and that includes a strong belief in free speech. You know, remember, it used to be the ACLU and lefties in America who were the strongest supporters of free speech rights. That's Zuckerberg's background. He's, mm-hmm. When he started Facebook, he wanted it to be a pro-free speech place. It's only in the last 10 to 12 years where the left has just completely done a reversal on the First Amendment. And now they say, well, we have to censor speech to save speech, you know, this sort of nonsense line. And I think Zuckerberg has tried to figure out, how do I get Facebook back to where I originally conceptualized it to be? And this moment now where Trump has won re-election, and even many on the left realize that they went way over the line with their wokeism and radical agenda and DEI and censorship enterprise and all that. And what you haven't seen are mass walkouts and protests at Meta. The Meta employees are still working and drawing a check. I think he took advantage of this moment to try to get Facebook back to where he wanted it to be. Now, at the same time, Donald Trump is out there saying he wants to incarcerate Mark Zuckerberg for life. So Donald Trump's putting pressure on him. So there's two things going on here. Plus, it's just good business to try to expand your consumer base.
So yeah, yeah.
I think Mark Zuckerberg is in the free speech movement for the long haul. That's my guess.
I hope so. And it's a great point that you make about him originally being there. And it seems like so many of these tech companies, when Elon Musk took over Twitter and then changed it into a free speech platform, and they saw the success of that, there was still a little pullback. Trump wins. They all rush down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring. And maybe their eyes opened up and said, wow, you know, there's Trump won all these votes and he was out there being a diehard advocate for freedom of speech, freedom of expression. And hey, maybe in this country, a lot of moms and dads in the suburbs got sick of being censored during COVID, got sick of being told what they could and couldn't say. And they want that. They want the ability to express themselves. We got to catch on here. We're going to wind up like MSNBC and CNN. We're not going to have any customers.
Yeah. 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 And then more and more information started to come out. And I like to think that MRC was largely responsible for this.
Absolutely.
But all of the censorship initiatives out of the Biden administration, where mm-hmm. we uncovered documents showing how DHS and the White House were using our tax dollars that were supposed to be to stop terrorists at the border, but instead were being used to train people on how to infiltrate organizations like the Heritage Foundation and Prager University. you know, calling them neo-Nazis. I mean, it was outrageous. And so many other censorship initiatives out of this administration. And, like, nobody, no rational American, left or right, believes that our government should exist to censor political opponents. It was just, it was crazy things coming out of this administration. So there's a moment here where we can recalibrate and return to normalcy.
Do you think, Dan, in looking at all of the things that this administration has done in censorship and the bullying, and remember when they had Nina Jankowicz, of course, and this whole idea of the disinformation czar, are there any moments where the corporate media stood up and said, enough is enough, and fought back? Because it seems like they always not only went along with this, they did the government's bidding and helped with the censorship.
There's one corporation that stood up and said no. If you look at the five big telecom companies, the telco companies, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, Charter Communications said no. We're not going to do it. We are not going to censor people. We are not going to get involved in this DEI stuff. Our job is to provide good telephone service and nothing more. Charter deserves a lot of credit to standing up to the mob, standing up to Biden. But all the big banks, they caved. They gave Biden, DOJ, all the data that DOJ demanded, you know, about people who bought Bibles or guns from Cabela's. You know, all the big corporations caved. They did everything that the woke mob and the Biden administration asked them to do or told them to do. I can't think of another company other than Charter. And then there's a bank out of Oklahoma now called Old Glory Bank. You know, they started because they want to protect people from these sorts of abuses. But, you know, there's so few courageous people out there.
Yeah, they really are. Dan, I appreciate the great work you guys do over there. Keep it up, and please come back on the show. I think we're going to have a great 4 years of freedom of speech, a great 4 years of fighting for the First Amendment. Keep up the great work. The corporate media is paying the price thanks to people like yourself and everybody over at the Media Research Center. So thank you. Dan Schneider, Vice President of Media Research Center, leader of the Free Speech Alliance. Follow Dan on X at @Schneider_DC. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, thanks, Rich.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
There'll be some good stuff straight ahead. Good stuff indeed. All right. So I am live from my hospital room today doing the show, getting surgery tomorrow on my infected foot. But I wanted to be with you today. I have an IV of an antibiotic drip, which the nurse is going to come in and change momentarily. But I wanted to be here because we got to talk about all these issues. And, you know, Trump made a lot of great points yesterday at his presser at Mar-a-Lago, talking about the importance of freedom of speech and how he's going to make sure that we have freedom of speech in this country. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. It is a great moment for all of us who've wanted this to come to be. And it's been a fight. It's been a battle. And had Kamala Harris won, I guarantee you they would have gone forward with the disinformation police. They would have gone forward with the free speech mafia and everything else. So I'm glad, thank God, Donald Trump won. We're going to go a long way towards being able to say what the hell we want, because fascism is about censoring the people. Donald Trump is about freedom of speech, which is why he's not a fascist. All right, listen, Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there. It's wintertime. How's that roof holding up? How'd the roof do the other day in the bad storms? Did it do okay? Here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about reaching out to Emmons Roofing and Siding, Emmons, emmonsroofing.com. 10% off. 10% off, that's right. Windows, doors, roofing, and siding with my friends at Emmons. They are the absolute best at what they do. And with a 10% off inflation relief discount for each and every one of my listeners, there's never been a better time. Emmons even has a bathroom remodeling division. That's right. They remodeled our bathroom in our old house. They did a fantastic job for us. So what are you waiting for? Go see Emmons today. Matt and Stephanie will do a great job for you. The work will be done on time, on budget. You'll be thrilled, guaranteed. And they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. That's right. Emmons, emmonsroofing.com. 10% off inflation relief discount with emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, for some reason, the music is coming in to me all staggery. What is it? Staticky. But I'm good, right, Justin? You said the connection's good?
Yeah, the connection's perfectly fine.
I don't know. It's weird. I hear the guests. I hear you. I hear DeSantis, unfortunately. But I don't. But the music comes in all distorted. It's kind of weird.
We can't have everything be perfect. That would be asking a little too much.
I mean, it is Odyssey after all, right? I'm just saying.
Yeah, we love Odyssey.
I'm not speaking
though.
Out of school here. I'm just saying. That's all. What else is cooking? What do we got today? We got a lot. We got more guests coming up. Well, Rooney's going to join us at 5:30. All right, good.
Yeah.
That's his consolation prize. He was all excited to host. And then I told him I was going to do the show live from the hospital. So, you know, I was like, all right, why don't you come on as my big guest? So that's his consolation prize.
The strange thing, he knew he was hosting. He thought he was hosting today, I guess, for a few hours. And then I tried to get him for 4:30. He was like, I can't do 4:30. I'm busy. What was he going to do if he ended up hosting?
Yeah, well, was he going to leave in the middle of the show and go do what he had to do and then come back and, you know? I mean, that's ridiculous. What about this Hooters waitress? Talking about this Hooters waitress. Is there video of this?
There is. And also, I'm not going to lie, she's pretty hot.
All right. Well, I'm not on YouTube, but we are streaming the show today, so I can see the clip of this hottie Hooters waitress.
Yeah, so basically, this Hooters waitress tried to flirt her way out of a DUI arrest in Florida, and it didn't go well.
It didn't go well? All right.
No.
I can't load my YouTube because I'm getting feedback on it for some reason, so I have to just take your word for it. I could try to mute it, but, you know.
You could Google her name. I'm sure she'd pop up. Her name's Sophia Ross.
Sophia Ross. Hang on a second. Let me just Google that real quick. Sophia Ross, Hooters. Ooh, that's not a good picture of her, though.
Oh, it isn't? Hold on, let me see.
Well, you know, I mean, mugshots are tough to pull off.
All right,
Hooters waitress tries coming on to cop to get out of DUI stop. Calls him a nerd when it doesn't work. 22 years old. Yeah, I don't think she's that cute. Do you think she's cute? Well, you have a fake girlfriend.
There.
So, I mean, in your defense, considering you have a fake girlfriend, every woman looks hot to you. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. Also, in my defense, the body cam footage isn't exactly in HD. So, I'm not working with a crystal clear picture. But I defend my statement. You watch the body cam footage, she doesn't look bad at all.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're saying the body cam footage. All right, which I can't really see, but all right, but let's go with it. Let's take a listen. Let's see how it sounds.
Oh. All right.
Yes.
A little stumble.
What's your first name?
Sophia.
And an introduction.
We are going to investigate a DUI.
And this Sarasota police officer's DUI investigation is off to a pretty standard start, but not for long.
I am under the influence, but I did not drive. Swear to God.
But you were driving.
I was not.
22-year-old Sophia Ross, a Hooters waitress, didn't seem to recall driving her car. When the officer asks Ross to participate in a sobriety test, the interaction goes from strange.
Okay, do you want to try this first exercise for me?
I will do anything for you, Daddy.
To inappropriate.
We're going to make out here.
Okay.
We're going to make out here.
No, we're not.
Can't keep my hands off him. Sorry.
Unfortunately, you're going to have to.
The officer can be heard ignoring the advances and warning an unfazed Ross that his body camera is recording everything.
Everything that we do.
Don't be such a nerd, bro.
Body cam, and that body cam is public record.
I am a nerd. Show it to the body cam. I am a nerd.
But anything we do is...
I am a nerd, bro.
This video from November has now gone viral, but neither Sarasota police nor Mothers Against Drunk Driving see anything funny about it.
While at the jail, the driver did do breath test samples and did blow more than four times over the legal limit, which is shocking.
Yeah, you know, she's my new favorite now, other than the Kensington hottie on the beach yelling, Matt! And cursing out the Wildwood cops. But this is even better. She's like, let's make out. Let's do this. I didn't drive. Whoa. Has she not heard the Woot Woot commercial? She should see. I would, if I were her, I would go to court and say, Your Honor, it's not my fault. I didn't hear the Woot Woot commercial. I didn't know buzz driving was drunk driving, Your Honor. I didn't know.
I do like that when the cop turns down her sexual advances, she just starts calling him a nerd.
Yeah. She's like, who doesn't want a piece of this, yo? You nerd. Nerd! Man.
What you didn't see from the video is she, once he tells her that she's on body cam, she immediately, she's wearing a hooded sweatshirt, and as soon as she says she's on body cam, she lifts up her shirt to show her Hooters tank top to the camera.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's impressive. It's like, woo!
Yeah, that's amazing that he tried to tell her, hey, maybe you should calm it down a bit because you're on camera, and she's like, oh, this is an opportunity to act up even further.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, oh, okay, well, guess what? You haven't had a look at these yet. It's like the Arrested Development, remember? Well, yeah, what about these? Woo! And they're all crooked. Justin, do you find her to be attractive? You got a fake girlfriend living in Florida, so what is your take?
I mean, she's all right. I mean, not. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say as stunning as Matt said, but like, she's cute.
I didn't say stunning. I said she was hot. She looks hot.
Yeah, she's cute. She's not hot. That's pushing it a little bit.
Now, here's my question for you. Do you think that could Gelman get her off? Could David Gelman get her off? I mean, she's pretty much admitting her guilt, but
I think,
remember, his slogan is just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty. Right. All right. Could she get Gelman? No. He's the lawyer in this scenario. Right. I admire the fact that she did not admit to driving the car. She prove that I drove. You prove that I drove the car. That's an interesting defense, is it not? Just saying. Guy's like, well, we kind of have you dead to rights here. I don't think I didn't say she's a 5. Why don't we do a poll in the Zioli Army and ask people what they give her on a scale of 1 to 10? What do you think of that? Should we do that?
We can if you'd like, yeah. We can throw it on the YouTube poll.
All right, let's do a YouTube poll. What do you give her on the 10 scale? DeSantis, you give her like a 12, right? Because you're that.
No, this is not true. I give her like, I think a 7.
I give her a 7.
Yeah.
All right, a 7. All right, and Justin, what do you give her on the 10 scale?
6, 5.5.
Five and a half? Wow, insane. You got high standards, bro. No wonder why your girlfriend lives in Florida.
Yeah.
Wait, this girl's from Florida. What if it's her?
Is this your girlfriend, Justin? Is there anything you want to confess to us right now?
I can categorically confirm my hand to God that that is not my fake girlfriend living in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Your hand to God.
My hand to God.
All right. Well, just keep that hand up facing God and not, you know, anywhere else with it, all right, at the moment? As we talk about this, can you do that for me?
I can do that for you.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see. What should I order for dinner? Let me pull out my Cooper. I'm sorry, not Cooper. My undisclosed hospital location menu and see what I want to get for dinner tonight. Let's see my options. How about the chicken broth? It sounds delicious. Chicken broth? No. I'm on an unrestricted diet till midnight, so I can eat anything I want because my surgery is tomorrow, so I can eat anything I want. So I think Bridget's going to order some takeout for us and bring it in to the hospital.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. They love that too when you bring in like something that really, like, you know, like veal parmesan or something. They really do appreciate that before you got to go for surgery. Like, bring in a nice veal chop. So,
how are you even going to eat that? Do they have, like, are they going to provide you with forks and knives?
I don't even know. I don't know. I'm going to turn this into, hey, remember in Goodfellas when he's got basically his cell became a kitchen? You know what I mean? Like a fine Italian restaurant.
Garlic, yeah.
Yeah. Slicing the garlic real thin. That's what I'm going to do with my hospital room. That's what I'm going to do with this place. Why not? You know? And that'll work out well. No. Yeah. So I just got somebody. So Gelman just texted me and said, are you in the hospital? I am. What happened is, in case you're just joining the show, my foot, I had surgery on the 6th. I had a bunion removed. It got infected. It got infected again and got infected a third time. Tomorrow, it was not done at Cooper. I just want to point that out. It was not done at Cooper. I'm not saying I'm at Cooper now. I'm at an undisclosed location. However, it was not a Cooper doctor that did the surgery. That was my mistake. I went to some, you know, Fugazi. Anyway, tomorrow, the doctor, they have to go in there, remove this implant they put in my foot, deal with the infection, and then zip me back up. So that's tomorrow. However, I said today, I'm going to do something that's never been done in the history of talk radio before. We're going to do a live broadcast from my hospital room. And that's what we are doing right now. This is talk radio history. Never been done before that we know of. So this is a first. All right. Is the poll up on YouTube right now?
It is, in fact, up on YouTube.
All right. How did you phrase it, Justin, just so that I know?
I only have four options for the poll. So I did how hot is the Hooters girl? I did six or below, 7 to 8, 9 and 10.
Okay, good. That sounds good. And sounds like you did it right.
Right now, the most voted option is six or below with 65% of the vote.
Oh, you're all killing me.
Killing me, yeah.
I just
sounds
voted.
Like it. You voted?
I went 7 to 8.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, I think the 7 is fair.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're onto something here. We're onto something. This is good.
At least a few people think she's a 10.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Those people are called desperate or blind, apparently. Oh, man, one lesson I learned as a cab driver is when you get in one of these situations, girls gone wild situations, run, Forrest, run. To a young man, it's irresistible, but all you wind up with is a car full of vomit and a tearful tirade about how much she hates her sister. Yeah, and also probably her father, too. You know what I mean? Because these girls all have daddy issues. You're not winding up in a Girls Gone Wild video unless you got daddy issues. The greater Chris, you can't drink alcohol with antibiotics, you winged up. What you need is Bridget and your mother to beat some sense into you. Just eat your lime jello and get better. Thank you very much. Princess, well, this is our buddy Minnie from Texas, who just posted a meme of me in the hospital with an IV bag, but not doing the radio show. I wonder, let's see. What a low energy insurrection. Oh God, that is too soon. Let's see. Chris Eppolito, you know, a guy's a true professional when live from my hospital room rolls off his tongue as easy as live from the Grand in Cape May. Hashtag feel better. Hashtag who didn't see this coming? Like really, Zioli Army. It's true. And Timothy Francis O'Brien says she sounded like she was on the verge of tears. What adult. I don't know if he's talking about the non-hottie or somebody else, because that was from 40 minutes ago. Hasn't been sober doing the show from your horse pistol bed may earn you another award. I appreciate that, buddy. Let's see. I took a picture of me in my hospital bed doing the show, but I don't have it on my phone. So I got to get the guy who took it, who is an executive here at this undisclosed medical location, to send it to me. And then should we post it on social media, Matt? What do you think?
Yeah, we can if you want. Yeah.
All right. And then people can rate me. Am I a 10? That's really the question. Am I a 10? That's the question for you. Whether or not people think I am a 10, in fact. The answer to that is a big fat no, by the way. Just a giant no. All right, let's play a clip, shall we? You got another clip for me of a Hooters encounter or no? Is that the only one?
No, I think we're out of Hooters girls for today, unfortunately.
It's fine. How about that Greenlander to Trump? This guy would love the Hooters chick, wouldn't he? This guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, 100%. This is a big dude with a Make America Great Again hat. He's a Greenlander. And this is what he said. Cut 13.
So, like, if you could tell Trump anything, what would it be?
Buy us.
Buy Greenland?
Buy Greenland.
Why do you want Trump to buy Greenland?
Because we don't want to be colonized by Danish government anymore. We get ripped every year about our minerals from Greenland. We are the richest nation in the world. And we don't get to use it. Denmark's using us too much.
Do you like America?
I love America.
That guy's the man. That guy right there, he wants to make Girls Gone Wild great again. That's what that guy wants. And Greenland. Make Greenland great again, don't you think? Bob, you still there?
Yeah.
All right. What happened?
Are you still there?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything. What'd you hear?
Well, the guy was talking, but then it just ended.
Oh, yeah, that's the end of the clip. There's no more.
All right. Easy, easy, easy.
I couldn't extend what doesn't exist.
You don't have to get all fired up here. We believe you.
Sorry, I'm just distraught because I see my 7 to 8 rating not doing too well in this poll.
This is nobody thinks she's that cute. That's all.
No, six or below seems to be the clear front runner at the moment.
See? All right.
Support. That's because people need to go onto the YouTube stream and vote 7 or 8. Don't vote 9. Don't vote 10. Those are wasted votes. We just need you in the 7 to 8 category.
Stop the steal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop the steal. This is our own kind of insurrection here, if you know what I mean. Awful.
Good God.
Just awful. How about Trump saying he's going to use economic pressure to force Canada to become part of the United States? I don't think he has to use economic pressure. I think he just has to go to the border and just stare down a couple of those Canadian Mounties and they'll surrender. They don't want to be part of Canada anymore, I don't think. Especially as long as he's got to do it before Trudeau leaves office. That's the key. Right now, everybody in Canada would vote to leave and be part of the United States if it meant getting rid of Trudeau, who said he's going to resign, what, in March? Is that right? So we don't have much time here. He's got to do it quickly. All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. And we're streaming live on YouTube where you can vote in the poll and find out if you think this woman is attractive or not. 4.5, Johnny Utah's ex-college roommate gives her a 4.5 and says she has a lollipop head. Boom. Oh, and thank you to Barrett Media for ranking this show number 7 in major market afternoon drive shows in the entire country. Thank you, Barrett Media. Let me just say, I thank you, the Zeoli Army. And you know, I'm not bragging here just a little bit. I'm saying this because your time is valuable and you're not wasting it. Even if this segment felt like a gigantic waste of your time, you're still overall not wasting your time being part of this program. Okay? That's right. There we go. Excellent stuff. 855-839-1210. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. He is the man. He'll give you a great smile. And remember something else, too. Dr. Mike is going to start off your 2025 with the smile you deserve. So reach out to him today. We're coming back live. We got a big show still ahead. Andy McCarthy's going to join us. We got Matt Rooney coming on the show a little bit later today. We got a big show for you still to come. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, but that's okay. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. It is a busy Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Donald Trump wants to make Greenland great again, and CNN is freaking out that he's going to invade Greenland. Even John Fetterman using common sense on this one about the strategic interest for the United States of America. And Tulsi Gabbard, who is our friend and who I want to see get in there, her confirmation hearing is going to be delayed. And Democrats are hammering this right now. They hate her. They hate her. You have to realize this. They hate her. 5 o'clock, we're going to have a conversation with Andy McCarthy about how the judge in New York, Judge Mershon, is abusing his power and weaponizing justice by trying to have Donald Trump, the president of the United States, incoming president, 12 days he'll be president, to be guilty, to be the first convicted felon to go into office. And it's just outrageous. It really, really is. It's absolutely outrageous. Democrats are moving to delay Tulsi Gabbard's confirmation hearing after meeting her. Still got a lot of questions. Remember, she was a Democrat. So they hate Tulsi Gabbard for a lot of reasons, but the biggest reason is that she left the Democrat Party. And she wrote a whole book on this. Leave the Democrat Party. For love of a country, leave the Democrat Party. And she left it. And they hate her guts. She ran for president. She's changed her views. A lot of the things that have led Tulsi Gabbard to change her mind on Democrat Party was the fact that they are so pro-war, pro-spying, pro-censorship. They don't believe in the Fourth Amendment. They don't believe in the First Amendment. They don't believe in the Second Amendment. They don't believe in the Constitution. And she's changed her opinion on a lot of things. And Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, who's a total beta, vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, spoke to reporters following his meeting with Tulsi Gabbard. According to Fox News' Chad Pergram, he said, "This is an extraordinarily serious job that requires maintaining the independence of the intelligence community. It also means maintaining the cooperation of our allies. We've got a lot of our intelligence, a lot of intelligence from our allies on a sharing basis. And if that information is not kept secure, it raises huge concerns." Hey, listen, jackass. Tulsi Gabbard is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve. To try to make her out to be anything less than a patriot is absolutely outrageous. Intelligence Committee Chairman Tom Cotton told the outlet in a statement he intends to hold these hearings before Inauguration Day. The Intelligence Committee, the nominee, and the transition are diligently working toward that goal. After after the terrorist attacks on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, it's sad to see Senator Warner and Democrats playing politics with American safety and our national security. Gabbard has long been seen as one of Trump's more controversial cabinet nominees, given her past statements viewed by critics as favorable to Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad and Russia's Vladimir Putin. First of all, that's nonsense. This is Mediaite, which has a huge lefty bias. She wasn't saying things that were favorable to Bashar al-Assad. She was pointing out that the United States of America was funding al-Qaeda and ISIS and terrorists by meddling in that war. And she wasn't praising Vladimir Putin. They have spun this as Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian spy because Tulsi Gabbard doesn't support this money laundering scheme that is known as funding the Ukrainian war. Tulsi Gabbard's a patriot. But most importantly, the biggest reason why they want to stop Tulsi Gabbard in her place, biggest reason, is that Tulsi Gabbard will go to Donald Trump, say, Mr. President, here's what you need to know about the level of spying that is going on by this government against the American people. This is the truth. This is the extent of it. Eye-opening. And you need to know this, Mr. President. You need to know exactly what's being done here. Victims of Syrian terror groups throw their support behind Tulsi Gabbard for DNI. Daily Wire has this piece. American hostage families know that Tulsi Gabbard has always been on our side. Tulsi Gabbard's nomination to be the next director of national intelligence received a boost from a group of people well acquainted with the threat of terrorism. The former al-Qaeda hostage, his parents, and the parents of an ISIS victim signed a joint letter backing Gabbard's nomination as key to protecting Americans from terrorism, especially with the ascent of a new terror group in Syria. Letter signatory Theo Padnos was kidnapped and held by the Nusra Front, that's an al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria, from 2012 to 2014. His parents, Nancy Curtis and Michael Padnos, also signed the letter, as well as Carl and Marsha Mueller, whose daughter Kyla is believed to have been executed by ISIS in 2015 after being held captive in Syria for over 2 years. Gabbard's experience in national security and her service in the military has given her the necessary experience to understand the threat of terrorism, the letter says, according to a copy obtained by the Daily Wire. I say Tulsi Gabbard has been compassionate towards terrorism's victims. She has been a fierce advocate for bringing its practitioners to justice. You see, what this government doesn't like, what the Democrats don't like, is that the CIA tried to meddle. And in doing so, the Obama administration was funding terrorist groups. Tulsi Gabbard brought that to light. As a member of Congress, she has the right, she has the authority under the Constitution to vote whether or not the United States goes to war. I know we don't do that anymore. We just let presidents decide this. So she wanted to go see for herself what was happening, what was going on there. And in doing so, exposed the truth behind the United States, once again, being on the wrong side, funding people who are bad in the name of stopping other bad guys. American hostage families know that Tulsi Gabbard has always been on our side. We know this because all of us have been in the position of needing information and connections in a country in which the American foreign policy apparatus has been unable to provide even the most basic forms of help. After the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's dictatorial regime last month, large swaths of Syria have fallen under the control of the Turkish-backed, U.S.-recognized terror group Hayat al-Tahrir al-Sham, the leader of which has passed ties to al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. Now that these individuals who helped to build up ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria have taken charge of the country, we expect terrorists there to have a much freer hand in the future. The letter says it goes on to warn that terror groups in Syria will wield their influence over the internet to groom and radicalize lone wolves in the West. Given the threat that has lately surfaced in New Orleans, we feel that the sooner the Senate confirms Tulsi Gabbard, the better. As the nation needs leadership that will keep Americans safe. Now, this is a key time for Tulsi Gabbard, obviously, as you see the Democrats now going after her. And I knew that they would. I always knew that they would because they don't like the fact that Tulsi Gabbard's a disruptor and that she was once a Democrat and she saw the light. I mean, this is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve. How do you take somebody who decided to sign up and go and give her service to her country after the attacks of 9/11 and then put her on the TSA Quiet Skies program. You do that because you want everybody to think she's a spy. She's pro-Russian. See, anybody, whether it's Glenn Greenwald, who was a huge lefty. Now he's not anymore. He's seen the light. I mean, he's still a classical liberal. Whether it's Glenn Greenwald, whether it's Tulsi Gabbard, anybody who speaks out against the war industrial complex gets labeled pro-Russian. Whether you're Julian Assange and you are exposing the abuses of our government, whether you're Edward Snowden exposing the abuses of our government, the spying of the American people, immediately they with the broad brother go, up, Russian, you're Russian operative. You speak out against the war in Ukraine. Remember, Democrats early on opposed the war in Ukraine, opposed funding the war, I should say. Bernie Sanders and a bunch of other Democrats signed a letter to President Joe Biden calling on him to have peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. That letter disappeared like it never existed, like it never happened. Because the Democrat Party is the party of pro-war, because so many of the military-industrial complex lobbyists write checks to these people. They're terrified to speak out against it. Now, John Fetterman signals that he's voting for Trump's nominees because this is the way democracy works and this is how the process is supposed to work. And this is what John Fetterman said over the weekend. Cut number three.
Senator Warner, the chair of the co-chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, met with Tulsi Gabbard. He said he had a session with Ms. Gabbard. He went on with a lot of questions. He's still got a lot of questions, and that we have to do a process, a beginning of a process, suggesting that there's a long way to go. Is this Tulsi Gabbard one of the nominees that you could vote for?
Well, I met with her. In fact, I think I've met with virtually all of them, and the ones that I haven't, they're on my schedule, RFK and Governor Noem. I'm happy to meet with all of them. And that's also part of this. I don't know why that was controversial. I mean, I got a lot of blowback just, you know, even to meet with them. And to me, I see that as just doing my job. And I'm going to have a conversation with anyone that would like to have a conversation with me. And if someone believed everything that's been written or said about me was true, I mean, you can't possibly know me, or I think I could know her either, just based on someone read. But I want to sit down and have a conversation, and I'm really glad that I've done that. And some of these nominees I'm going to vote for already. In fact, you know, whether it's our colleague Rubio, Representative Stefanik, or even Sean Duffy, you know, I expect to vote for him as well too, and Brooke Rollins for agriculture.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them I can say right now here on Fox, I'm going to vote for them. But there's others, you know, but that we're going to go through the process. But I'm open to hear from everyone. And I don't know why that's controversial. And I also would like to remind everyone on the Democratic side, that's the way democracy works. Trump won, and now they're going to run the table. And so they get to pick those kinds of people. And if you don't have to agree with all of it, but I want to find a way to work together on a bunch of them.
There you go. Good for him. Good for him, by the way, for saying that, because it's the way it's supposed to be. But again, isn't it amazing that Fetterman's comments are the outlier comments that make news because he's saying this because no other Democrats do? By the way, excellent piece in the Wall Street Journal today by Jason L. Riley. He's one of my favorite writers. And this so-called TikTok ban, you know, forcing the sale of TikTok, is not going to solve your data security problem. Jason L. Riley writing this point. You know, as you know, I'm staunchly against the forced sale of TikTok. And I think that we too often, as conservatives, we get distracted by China and the children. But what this really is about is this is about forcing TikTok to become a domestic company so that at some point the United States can regulate all of these social media companies. That's what the Democrats ultimately want to do. That guy, Jake Auchincloss from Massachusetts, a Democrat member of Congress, he said as much. He said, we have to get TikTok to become a domestic company so that we can regulate it. That's ultimately what the big plan is. But Riley points out, Beijing doesn't need the app to get information. And Google and Meta collect much more data on you. Donald Trump has seen the light on this point now, and he has come out and said he's against the TikTok ban, the forced sale of this, and it's smart. It really is for him to say that. There are a lot of free speech concerns of banning an app. Really is. Really a lot of free speech concerns. And he points out TikTok is hardly the only social media platform that offers heaping platefuls of misinformation and political propaganda. It isn't even the only app owned by a Chinese company that gathers extensive data on American users. Another problem with banning TikTok might be that if we do little, if anything, to address the data security concerns, foreign and domestic tech companies capture mountains of user information, which enable them to target advertising. TikTok is far from the worst offender. A 2022 Consumer Reports study noted that Google and Meta collect much more data than TikTok. Even it goes on to point out that the reality is doing nothing. Reality is that nothing TikTok does is unique to TikTok, and China doesn't need the app to access our data. If Congress wants to do something about digital privacy, it's going to have to do a whole lot better than banning TikTok. But hopefully this will end now that Donald Trump is going to become president. All right, Matt DeSantis, you wanted to point out something about our poll before we go to our buddy Andrew McCarthy and 30 minutes of nonstop talk?
I don't want to point it out anymore because it's no longer relevant. I got crushed.
You were trying to suggest that your non-hottie was being ranked by the Zioli Army in a high number. That is empirical. That is misinformation, disinformation.
I tried to manipulate the numbers so that I would win, and it was factually correct for a few minutes, but they've changed drastically, and I'm willing to concede defeat.
You are conceding defeat? Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah, I lost. I got crushed. It's like 55 to 45 now. And that's if you add up everything above 7. So 7 to 8, 9, and 10. I still come up short, unfortunately. We didn't win today, Matt DeSantis Army, but maybe tomorrow.
Both of you out there, Matt DeSantis Army. You and Linda Kearns, the two of you. And Linda didn't even vote in this. Even Linda knows this is a dog. You can't put lipstick on a pig, Matt DeSantis. Just remember that, all right?
I'd like to remember that. Minnie had my back, too.
Minnie, say it ain't so. All right, well, listen, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. Andy McCarthy's going to be here. We're going to talk about the Trump sentencing and why this is an outrage of justice. President Trump is imminent arrival on Capitol Hill. If he speaks, we'll go to it live for you. And Matt Rooney will join us a little bit later. His consolation prize is he was going to host the show today, as I'm doing the show today live from my hospital room awaiting surgery. But I said, I'm going to do it and make radio history. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.